boats would be coming, Essel Jersey, Guidesman, Ben Tillerman. For a 15, 16-year-old boy, it was amazing, because I think that was my introduction to boats, actually, because I loved the idea of where this boat was coming from, what air, you know, what it was going to unload, where it was going to go from here. And that, although I'm not a boaty person, I'm not a sailor or anything like that, I don't like actually being on water or in water even, but I do like the idea of boats as a subject and the stories they have to tell, you know, particularly if they've got character. So that was, that introduction was my first introduction to, I suppose, the estuary in a way. From the point of view of Exmouth, the docks going was a big loss of identity and character. Okay, a lot of people would argue that it was messy, noisy, dirty. Yes, it was. With the fertilizer and the grains being unloaded, the ships, you know, it was a messy place. And with the chalets down there, that had real character. But again, I'm looking at it through my artist's eyes and not through someone who has to live down there and put up with all the mess. So from the point of view of from the point of view of things that I'm not happy with, you know, the changes have been dramatic, but I think necessary. And it's like Camperdown Creek or Shelley Gut, where I go down and sketch and paint the most. The last 30 years, you know, boat sheds have come down, boat building families have gone, you know, my friends Jeff Holman and Ron Lavers. You know, Ron ran, his father was a boat builder, his father before him was a shipwright. It goes back 125 years, the firm, you know, and that was all pulled down a few years ago. That view is changing as an artist, you know, it's magical, because you've got the land as well as the sea, which changes. And the estuary, as you say, you look across to the Holden Hills, and that side of the estuary is just another world. You can walk through lanes and fields and not see a soul in the middle of August, whereas over this side of the estuary, it's heaving with people, of course. So there's two contrasts to the estuary, really. The other side is a wonderful place to live. The darker side, because obviously it's, you know, we get the sunsets, they get the sun going down a little bit earlier. But from the point of view of the countryside, it's stunning.